From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, in for Robin Young and Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And let's start with heightened concerns over terrorism as authorities are boosting security for 4th of July celebrations across the country. This follows recent terrorist attacks in Tunisia, Kuwait, and France. Here's Congressman Peter King, a member of the House Homeland Security Committee, on Fox News.
I would say since September 11th, this is the most concerned I've seen the FBI and Homeland Security and the local police.
Well, Seth Jones is director of the International Security and Defense Policy Center at RAND, and he joins us now. And Seth, your thoughts on what we just heard. Do you think Congressman King is right?
Well, Congressman King obviously follows the issue very closely. I would just say two things. One is that we have seen high levels of threat in the past, particularly in 2009, when there were several near misses, including the underwear bomber, and authorities were very concerned. But second, what we're seeing, regardless of the July 4th holiday, is a high level of interest by ISIS in conducting an attack. So I do think we are seeing a very serious increase in the threat level, particularly from ISIS.
Mm. But is there a history of terrorist attacks on specific dates or significant holidays?
The vast majority of attacks we've seen overseas, particularly in the West over the past decade or so, indicates that most terrorists and terrorist groups simply try to conduct attacks when they are able to and on targets that are accessible. So occasionally we'll see an effort to strike on a specific date, but it's very rare. And I think in this case, the broader concern is not a July 4th holiday weekend, but the broader concern is increases in interest by ISIS to either inspire attacks or to get involved themselves.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about that. Why is that increasing interest happening now in ISIS?
Well, there appear to be two major reasons why ISIS is increasingly interested. One is it is expanding its presence outside of Iraq and Syria, almost a dozen locations from Libya and other locations in North Africa, all the way to South Asia, including Afghanistan and Pakistan. And in a number of those areas, it has come across the United States, which has conducted attacks against its key leadership. The second issue is we've seen people listening listening to ISIS and its call for attacks in the West. So we've seen attacks in Sydney, Australia, Paris, France, Tunisia, and even in places like Garland, Texas. And over the last couple of months, plots that have been thwarted from New York to Minneapolis and San Diego. So people appear to be listening more than they have in the past.
So listening to ISIS for some sort of cue that now's the time for an attack?
Listening at this point really to ISIS, what ISIS has done in its propaganda, I mean, it's very active on the social media front and very active in on the internet and putting out internet publications. And what it does in publications like Dabiq, which is one of its online English language publications, is it encourages people in the West, including the United States, to strike easy targets and to do it without putting together sophisticated plots, but really these kind of armed assaults that we saw in the Charlie Hebdo attacks in Paris, people just picking up a gun and shooting it or putting together a really simple improvised explosive device like what we saw, say, in Boston at the marathon. And that's the kind of thing it's inspiring people to do.
And finally, Seth, I mean, if we are dealing with individual extremists or terrorists who are just waiting for the right kind of inspiration, I mean, what kind of challenges does that pose for law enforcement, you know, both at the federal and even the state or local level?
Well, with the new kind of terrorism that we're seeing, including in the United States, and that comes from extremist religious groups, but it also comes from extremist right wing and other kinds of organizations, it becomes increasingly difficult to find these people before they attack if they're not members of a group, if they're simply inspired. And as we've already seen across the West, this is in the U.S., we've heard the British and French intelligence agencies and authorities talk about this. They simply do not have, nor do they expect to have in the foreseeable future, the resources to identify all of these plots before they occur. They'll get many of them. They'll probably get most of them. But it is simply impossible to have the resources to identify every single person, even the inspired ones interested in plotting attacks. And that is the real operational challenge that the West faces right now.
Seth Jones is director of the International Security and Defense Policy Center at RAND. Seth, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.